Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. 17 till, I should say. 17 to 43 after the hour, in other words. And I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. We got a poll question we'd like to ask you. Every week we ask a different question. Want to know what you think? If you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far immediately. And don't forget all the other things there. My two books are there. We also are very soon, we're going to have a number of ebook forms that you can choose from and more to come. Having a great visit with Dan Poynter, one of my mentors, one of my publishing mentors, no question about that. But Dan's here to talk about something a little bit different, and that is his upcoming two-day round-the-world trip. He's going to go around the world in 48 hours. Dan, you're going to start in Los Angeles, right?
Start in Los Angeles, stop in Washington at Dulles, then fly on to Dubai, switch over from United to Singapore Air, fly to Singapore, switch to EVA Air, fly up to Taipei, and then back to Los Angeles.
So you're going to go Los Angeles to Dulles. Now, will you have to clear customs?
No, there's some question about whether I'm even going to need a passport. Because
you're never going to get out
from L.A. and landing in L.A. Well, I'll have my passport. And they'll probably require it in Dulles just to get on the plane. But I won't be going through immigration in any of these places. I'll be a transit passenger just going from one part of the airport.
So when you clear the TSA in Los Angeles, that's the last time you'll really have contact with anybody in a security nature?
Well, yes and no, because in some airports like Singapore, they have their security right at the gate. So I'll have to go through the security again. But the other issue, really, is that I will be traveling on a one-way ticket without luggage, without checked bags. Mm. And so I may get flagged. And so we're notifying the security people in each of these airports that, hey, this is okay. This guy doesn't look like a terrorist.
Well, they, what they're going to say is, okay, this guy's off his beam a little bit, but he's not a terrorist. This guy's a little bit, he's a little bit kooky, but he's not a terrorist. Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
Well, all
I'll be carrying is one little zip-up portfolio with some souvenir cards, because I have cards on this for people to give out. And I don't even need a toothbrush, because the airlines supply those.
Okay, well, don't forget your deodorant, though. I mean, be kind to the other passengers, Dan. So L.A. to San Francisco, I mean, L.A. to Dulles in Washington is 5 hours.
Right.
All right. Now, D.C. to Dubai, I'm going to say is about 11 to 12 hours.
That's about right, as I recall. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll be on the ground for 3 hours there, probably an hour and a half in Dulles. Depends when the plane gets in.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half in Singapore and only 55 minutes in Taipei. Fortunately, it's the same airline.
Okay,
same
so terminal. Taipei is China.
Yeah, in Taiwan.
In Taiwan, yeah, the republic. And so the island. And so how far is it from Dubai to Dubai, by the way, folks, is in the Arabian Gulf. It's one of the Arab Emirates. And so from there to Taipei is how long? I mean, you're going across the Himalayas. You're going across the Himalayas there, aren't you?
I'd have to look that up again, but I think it's about 5-6 hours.
Oh, I bet it's farther than that.
Yeah. No, it's from Dubai to Singapore.
Oh, to Singapore. Okay,
yeah.
That's right.
And then
all
it's
right.
Another 6 hours or something up to Taipei.
Okay. Yeah, I left out Singapore. I didn't mean to do that. So how long? What's the longest layover you have?
That'll be in Dubai, which is 3 hours, but the others are going to be very short.
Mm-hmm. And so then you go from Taipei to where?
Back to Los Angeles.
Back to Los Angeles. That'll be about a 12 or 13 hour trip, probably, isn't it?
Right. And they'll have a press conference there. But you were asking about cost. You know, I think everybody should know about round the world trips because they're such a good deal. You can go coach for just a little over $4,000. Now I'm going business, I'm paying more, and the airlines are being very kind. They're upgrading me to first, so it'll be very comfortable. But, you know, you can fly around the world, make 3 to 15 stops, and you can do that for just over $4,000. I mean, that's pretty reasonable when you think about it.
Well, and this, and that's pretty close to your total expense, because you won't have hotels, the food's included. And but you know, around the world on coach is not something for the weak and feeble.
Well, except that most people fly around the world and they do it with a lot of stops, so the trips, the individual legs aren't all that long. It's just a few hours.
But so you've got
it's
it.
It's a great adventure for a younger person.
But Dan, you've got you fly so much. The airlines know you well. They're very familiar with their high-end passengers, which you are. You fly a lot of up front and, you know, near the pilots in these big airplanes as you do your global flying. And so, you know, they're kind of helping you put this deal together, aren't they? I mean, a regular person trying to pull something off like this in coach, they wouldn't have as much help, would they?
Well, no, not really, because I just called up and made the reservation. I didn't ask them for a free seat or anything
right.
like that.
No, but I mean...
It was only after I made the reservation and I'm already going that I contacted the airlines and said, by the way, this is a great promotional opportunity for you to tie into what I'm doing here.
Right. And so... So you're going to be flying up front. The what if something happens? You miss a flight.
Well, we got a plan B, and that's to try it again next month.
Okay, so you're.
All I have to do is buy a ticket.
So if you're going to, if the thing doesn't somehow you miss a flight, weather related or whatever, then the deal doesn't work because your goal is to finish this in 48 hours.
That's correct.
Yeah,
we could be affected by weather, but that's one of the
right.
reasons I postponed it from January
and,
to May.
But what is the total time you expect to have this thing done?
Well, it depends on the speed of the last leg and
right.
just exactly
about.
When you land. And so it's right around 48 hours.
48 hours. All right. Stand by, folks. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Dan Poynter. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.